Kenny Rhoda, Sportstime Ohio. David, going into this scrimmage, what is it that you wanted to focus on or see, and did you like from that viewpoint what you saw?
Honestly, I wanted to see us playing against someone else other than ourselves. You know, we've been going at it for 8 days, and guys are a little tired of beating each other up and, you know, facing guys that are on the same side. I wanted to see how we would react and respond to playing in a game that there was a real opponent on the other side. I had hoped that we would share the ball. We did. I'd hoped that we would rebound the ball well. We did. I wanted to see us defend better in the first half. We didn't, but we did make a very significant adjustment at halftime. We recognized where the problem was. We addressed it. We came out. We executed it. And we played, obviously, much, much better defense in the second half. And I wanted to give, you know, everybody a chance to get on the court and play. And we did that, too. I mean, it's pretty rare you can play 17 guys in a game. But in the interest of not overplaying our main players, you know, it was important that we were able to distribute the minutes across the board, which we did. And some of the guys that came in deeper in the rotation did a pretty good job. And that's a good thing, too.
David, Rick called up the Atlanta Gazette. I think rebounding was 54-24 through the third period. How good of a rebounding team can this team be? And when they are rebounding like that, how lethal can you guys be in transition?
You know, last season it was mentioned earlier that, you know, Cleveland was one of the better rebounding teams. When you got guys like Andy and Tristan and Kevin Love up front, and then you throw LeBron in the mix, together with the other players, you know, you should be a good rebounding team. The important thing, though, is that you make a miss. You're not going to get a lot of rebounds if you're taking the ball out of the net all the time. And the good thing and the fortunate thing is, you know, rebounding, particularly on the defensive end, is very, very tactical and a very clear-cut science. You know, you box your man out, either to allow your teammate to take the ball, or you box him out and then you can go get it yourself. Offensive rebounding, you know, there is a tactic behind it, but it has a lot more to do with just your nose for the ball and your ability to read where the ball is going to fall and your relentless effort in going after the ball. And, you know, I think we got a few guys like that, sir. You know, that's an art that is not necessarily tactically oriented. And we definitely got guys that can just go get it, and they did.
David, Gil Tamari, Channel 10 as well. Did you feel bad for Maccabi Tel Aviv in the second half? It seemed to be they disappeared, you smashed them. How would you analyze?
No, those aren't nice words for my old team. I don't want you to say that, please.
So analyze the game for us.
I thought in the first half Maccabi played very well. I knew they would. I know their offense. I know the people involved. I will be fair and say Maccabi is missing our starting center from last year, and he's still not back yet playing. They were missing Brian Randall today. They're starting four. He didn't play. So in the first half, Maccabi played well. Our rotation of players and our superior depth wore them down, and that was what you saw in the second half. But I thought they acquitted themselves well. I thought that you know, both teams came out of the game more or less with what they wanted.
How is LeBron here?
Hold up, please. Into the mic here. Thank you.
Josh Weir from the Canton Repository. Get down here.
Oh, hi, Josh. Yeah.
In terms of figuring out your rotations and some of the depth and versatility you have, how important was that second half without LeBron being on the floor? You guys not only maintained what you're doing, but you kind of pulled away and seemed to
I think the progression for the veterans in the preseason is significantly different than the progressions for the second and third line of players. You know, the guys like LeBron and Kevin, they know and we understand how to sort of bring them along during this phase of the preparation and during this phase of the season. You know, it's not so important what they're doing as it is that they're getting in shape and they're getting themselves ready to play when the season starts. Other guys, they're out there proving themselves. They're out there learning the system. They're out there understanding, you know, how to fit in this team and also how to fit in the NBA. So they should lift it up. You know, they should pick it up when they come in my opinion. Their quality in the third quarter was high. Their commitment on defense was very, very good. And, you know, those were amongst the positive things that we saw today, that our second unit, and even beyond that, really, really, second unit plus a little bit of the first unit, really picked it up. That's a good thing. You know, there's going to be nights in January when you're going to need that, you know.
Joe Barton, Cleveland.com. There were a number of times tonight where LeBron had the ball in his hands at the start of the offense. We had this conversation earlier in camp, but tonight, was that by design or was it just because it comes naturally to him to initiate the offense?
I just thought he sort of, there were some moments, Joe, when we were helter-skelter, and I think he took it upon himself to say, hey, wait a minute, let's slow it down, let's execute something, and let's make order of what's going on out here. So I think that's the reason that you saw him initiating offense. The way that we play offense, there doesn't necessarily have to be one initiator, and there shouldn't be, because that helps the defense, in my opinion. But you know, LeBron, obviously he can play just about any position on the court, so at times you'll see him there.
ESPN.com. Sometimes can overpassing take you out of your game a little bit. I think there was one sequence where Love found LeBron on the wing. He drove, seemed to be right up the cup, and he found Deion for a wide open look, but he probably had a layup.
Yeah.
And missed threes. Obviously, that's sharing the ball is a good thing, but how do you get over that?
Early on, that's a good problem to have. Later, the recognition of what the right shot is should come. And better starting with that than starting with guys not willing to share the ball at all. I mean, that's how I see it, to be honest with you.
Chris Barker, Cleveland Scene. I noticed in the first half you were playing more like an ice on the pick and roll. Guys weren't showing very hard. You gave up a couple alley-oops. In the second half, you showed a lot harder. Is that what we should look for more from your offense, or are you going to play more of an ice, which is kind of traditional in the NBA?
Yeah, well, I think that you're right. We adjusted, and it looked a lot different in the second half because of the adjustment. I think that pick and roll offense and defense, obviously being such a critical element of the game anywhere, requires you to have more than one solution. We started with one. It wasn't very good. We went to something else, and it was much better.
Hi, Jonathan, get the rebound.
David, was that a plug for you? Is that like a quiet plug, Jonathan?
Get the rebound?
Yeah.
It's a motto and a...
Right, experience. Okay.
Anyway, you're a very experienced coach. It's the first time you're in the NBA, you see your team. Can you talk about your feelings?
I was legitimately nervous before the game, and I haven't been nervous. I mean, I've been excited, obviously, and I am before every game, but I haven't really been nervous. I was nervous before the game, but not because it was the first time that I coached in the NBA environment, but because of the fact that I was playing against my friends, you know. If you have a brother and you go to play outside in a basketball court against your brother, you're dying to beat him, but if you do, you feel like crap, you know. You don't it doesn't make you feel good, you know. So there was no way to really win that game. I just hoped that we could have a good match, and that both teams would get out of it what they could, what they wanted, and more or less that's what happened.
Yeah. David, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com, right here.
Oh, hey, Chris, sorry.
You mentioned defense now twice, once in the scrimmage and then tonight. What do you think it's going to take to get your defense to the level that you wanted at?
Well, I thought the commitment that we had in the second half and the the fact that we recognize the things that that we really had to lock in on, and we executed them. You know, I thought defensively in the second half we were good. I know we were not great in the first half. That's what practice is for, and that's what this process is all about.
Two more. Roy.
Roy Glass on Sport 5 as well. Coach, what are you going to do now that your players want to be their good team?
You see now, my good friends from Cleveland and all around the United States, I just want you to know this is what I was dealing with every single day for the last 4 years, and you have no idea how happy I am to be here. I thank you all. Now, Roy's a good dude. You know, I think we have experienced players, Roy. I think we have guys that understand that, you know, the mountains that we have to climb are higher than this one. We also played a team that was not at full strength. We were in the first game of our exhibition. We didn't play ourselves at you know, full throttle. So I don't think there's going to be any euphoria or any false sense of worth because of, you know, the fact that we were up 30 or 35 points. I don't see that as being significant. Our guys know what time it is, and you know, and they know that the battles will be much bigger going down. But again, I stress, I thought Maccabi played well, and they challenged us, particularly in the first half, and they showed us things that we had to react to, and we had to do better.
Last question right here in front.
Tagador, Roy. Afashut Gador. Yes.
What did you tell your good friend Guy after
the game? Honestly?
Yes.
Told him I love him. And I wished him good luck from the heart, because he was a valued and loyal soldier to me during all the years that I was in Maccabi. And I told that to all the coaches there, because those guys and I have been in the trenches together. And the team and what it stands for is very important to me. So I just told him how I felt.
What did he tell you?
He said, Lech Lazazel. No. That means go to hell. No. He didn't. He said, good luck to you too, brother. That's what he said.
And on that note, we'll wrap up.
Thank you.